Appreciate all the songs, the prayers, the testimonies. Need the Lord. Our thought, I normally do my reading lesson and do the text and our thought. Our thought will come out of 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We're going to read by out of the 24th chapter of Luke. The resurrection has already occurred, and we're going to read about the resurrection, if the Lord be willing. I may have to read quite a bit today, and I apologize for that, because I'm not a good reader, and we all know that. And I know people don't love to be read to, but I feel like this is the way the Lord would have us to go about it. Wants it to be plain. And we walk by faith and not by sight. We find in the ninth verse of the 24th chapter that Mary and Magdalene and Mary, Jesus' mother, and other women, Salome, they come back and they tell the apostles and the others that he is risen. And we're going to find that they didn't believe that. And we're going to read about two men here on the road to Emmaus. And they're walking, not by faith, but they're looking for something. These men were sad, and they was upset. Jesus had told them the whole time that he was going to have to die. He told them after 3 days that God would raise that temple up again. They knew this. Even some of the Pharisees and the scribes believed it. If you don't believe that, why did they ask for guards to be put in Matthew's gospel? They had guards to be put over him in case somebody come to steal his body. And so they allowed that. So don't think they all didn't believe it. But it seems when it come down to it, when they come and said, he is risen, he's alive, they didn't believe it. And I want to ask you today, I don't know about you, but first I want to tell you this. I want to say this. I thank God for each prayer you've prayed for me all the time. Amen. But the last couple weeks, thank you for praying for me. Amen. I've needed your prayers. And boy, this past week I've had a really, really good week.
Amen.
I've realized he's not left me. Amen. He's not forsaken me. I don't know about y'all, but I think everybody, every once in a while, doubts. And I want to tell you his early church, the apostles. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read it to you. I ain't going to just say this. I'm going to read it to you where they doubted. They didn't believe. But I want to read first about these two men and how they were sad. And boy, there's been so many times I've walked along this road, walking not by faith, but walking by sight. And there's nothing wrong every once in a while to ask God, you just show me something that I can see, that I know without a doubt that you're real and everything you're doing for me is real and everything is real. You show me, God. And boy, from time to time, he'll show us something. Well, throw out the fleece, and I want you to know God will show us. So we find here in the 13th verse, if you go back and read, you'll find where they went back and told them all. That, and that's important, because I want you to know all of them. They told every one of them. And behold, two of them went, and that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, or about 7.5 miles. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near. And he went with them, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another? As you walk and are sad. And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And he said unto them, "What things?" And they said unto him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he had been which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today, the third day since these things were done, yea, certain of the women also of our company made us astonished, which was early at the sepulchre. And when they found not the body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which that said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it was even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, "O fools, slow to heart, believe all that the prophets and have spoken." And so, in other words, they was walking not by faith, but by sight. And ought you not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went. And he made, though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is at far spent." And he went into the tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened us to the scriptures?" And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, and saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, hath appeared unto Simon." And they had told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them and breaking of bread. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 35th verse, and we find where these two men was walking along the way. Their Lord had died. These were believers. These were men that walked with Christ. These were men that knew him. But when Jesus come and drew himself to them, they didn't recognize him. And he began to talk to them, and I wanted to know why they said. They were just like, "Oh, are you a stranger? Do you not know what's happened here? How the Lord has come and how they took him and condemned him to death and crucified him." And he called them fools, and he said, "Don't you know?" And he began to reason with them from the Moses and the prophets and tell them how he had to suffer and die. He said he spoke of himself. And then it gets on down there, and it says their eyes was open. Then they recognize him. I want you to realize today, there's so many times Jeff Likens, he may not you, but he has to bring something along to open my eyes and let me be able to see that he's God. And he's real, and he's still taking care of me. He's not dead in a tomb over there in Jerusalem. I want to ask you today, do you believe he's laying dead over, or is he really alive to you today? I have to ask you that. How about you? Because for me, there's times I treat him just like he's dead. I do. I'm just being honest. My faith gets weak. But there's times that he's so alive to me. Right now, he's real to me. If it was time for me to cross the Jordan, as we spoke about this morning, I'm ready to go, Lord. It's that real to me this morning. You say, you better be careful saying that, preacher. He may take it. Amen. He may take me. He's alive to me today. Now, I'm going to read. I'm telling you, I got to read to you. But that's the only way we're going to get it, or the way I get it. All the scriptures have to work together. You can't just take one or two verses out of anything and but take what you believe. That's why we got so many different doctrines out there today. The Bible has to combine together. And when it does, you'll find the truth. You don't have to find it. He'll show you the truth. I've never found nothing. I ain't smart enough to find anything. But honey, he showed me a few things along the way. So, we're talking about apostles. We're talking about the 120. I don't know how many was there. It says the apostles and the others, they went and told them. In Mark 16, I guess this is my favorite scripture of the resurrection. They come early in the morning, the first day of the week. Before, you find in the scriptures it was before daylight, before dawn. I want you to know I believe he'd been gone for a while. I ain't going to get into too much of that today. But Jesus said in Matthew 12 and 48, he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. And he said this was to be the only sign that was given. So if he was not in the grave 3 days and 3 nights completely, then the only sign that was given, then it wasn't him. But I'm going to tell you it was. It was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to have to study it out. I ain't got time to explain it all to you here today, but it's the truth. So, and when the Sabbath was passed, and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him, very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre of the rising of the sun and said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entered into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in long white garment, and they were afraided. And he said to them, be not afraid, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, and he is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell the disciples and Peter, and go up before you into Galilee. And there shall ye see him as he said unto you. And they went quickly and fled from the sepulchre. And they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man. And they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first unto Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast 7 devils. And she went and told them and had been with him. And they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard this, he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. I want you to know, if you'll go where I done told you in the 9th verse in the Luke 24th, it was the apostles, it was all of them, and when she come and told them, they believed not. And I want you to realize today, there's so many times since I've been saved by God's grace, since he's led me to unite with the church, since he called me to preach, so many times I didn't believe that he was going to help me. I didn't think my God was alive there for me. And I want you to know these were apostles. These were men that I'm going to read to you here in a little bit. Breathe the Holy Ghost to them. Amen. These were special men. Men that had deals. Men that raised people from the dead. These were special men. And they didn't believe it. They didn't believe he'd come out of the grave. Do you believe the report today? It ain't no different for us today. I'm standing up here saying he's alive. Are you believing it today? I ain't talking about you hopping up and saying, yeah, I believe, Brother Jim. I'm talking about from your heart, from your soul. Do you believe he's alive today? You say you can't get saved. The reason you ain't got saved, you never believed. It's one thing to say it with your mouth, confess with your mouth, but honey, it's another thing to believe with your heart. And listen to what it says. They tie together. And after that, he appeared into another form unto two of them that walked and went into a country. Did we just not read to you about two that went into the country, going away to the mass? They come to them in another form. They didn't recognize him. They were not walking by faith. They was walking by sight. They was looking for something. I want you to know, oftentimes I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a reason why this has happened. Why that's happened. Show me why. Instead of trusting in him. Why me, God? Why is this happening to me? Why does this happen to my family? I need trust in Jesus. Walk by faith, not by sight. Why not? I heard Brother Barry say that one time, and I thought, oh, boy, how could you say that? Why not me? Why not my family? But honey, why not? My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died on a cross for you and me. Why not? Why not for some man walk in and shoot me while I preach Jesus Christ? Why not for me to lose my wife? Why not for this to happen? Why not for that to happen? Honey, I believe a lot of us think when we get saved, everything's going to be perfect. We're just going to walk along the way, and he's going to walk with us, and nothing's never going to go wrong in our lives. I want to tell you right now, that's a lie. Jesus himself, after he was baptized of John, he was led up into the mountain, tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. And I want you to know he was tempted. He wanted that bread. He wanted to turn those souls into bread. He needed that. His body hungered. He was a man. But yet he was God, but he hungered. He was tempted just as you and I. And they went and told unto the residue, or all of them, remember what I told you earlier? We read and they said they went and told the others. Neither believed they them. They didn't believe Mary Magdalene. They didn't believe them. And afterward he appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat and unbridled them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. We celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Amen. It doesn't seem like they was. I will ask you today, I will be honest with you. Are you here today just to wear your Sunday pretty dress? Are you here today because you got on your best clothes? Or are you here today because he lived? Are you here to celebrate because he lives? Do you really believe that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father today, forever making intercession for us? Do you believe it? It said the apostles didn't believe it. I'm telling you, I've had that hard with that. I had a hard time with that this week. But I want you to know I believe the word of God. Amen. And he rebuked them over it. A bunch of us have a hard time walking by faith and not by sight. I'm fixing to be done, and you say, well, what kind of celebration is this? It's a sign of celebration is real today. I'm asking you where your faith's at today. Do you really believe he's alive today? I mean, in the depths of you, do you believe it? Are you waiting to have to just see the eastern sky bust open before you believe it? I'm telling you, if you wait till then you've waited too long. Sometimes, I'm telling you, my faith gets weak. I'm telling you, he's had to show me a few things. He has. When he called me to preach was the hardest thing. I could not understand how in the world could you use somebody that can't even read. That didn't make a lick of sense to me. I wouldn't walk in my faith. I'd walk in my sight. I didn't understand that, Walter. I couldn't understand how he could use me. How could you use somebody that half of Macon County didn't have a bit of confidence in? How could you do that? How could this be? I didn't understand that. And boy, he had to show me some things. It had to get real to me. He had to show me how big he was, how real he was. It says we look through a dark glass darkly now. But someday we'll see him face to face. I ain't gonna lie to you. The past couple of weeks, my faith's been weak. I had to preach a funeral. I had to do the Lord's Supper last Sunday. I had to do a baptism and me not being the shape I need to be in. Hardest things I've ever done in my life. I promise you it was. But I trusted in him and he helped me. As weak as my faith was, I would not get up without saying, God, please help me. I know you're here. I know you're real. I need you today. And he did. And because of that this week, I want to tell you, I've been able to kick. I've been able to walk. I've been able to run. I've been able to go down that road and talk to my Savior and my heart warm up. Amen. Amen. He ain't had to show me nothing. He's just been there and spoke to me. Amen. That's how real he is today. I don't know about y'all, I love to hear Mark Horton pray. He'll just sit down. He'll say, Lord, I reckon we left a pretty big mess down here. It looks like we sure do need you, Lord. You know how he talks to him? Like he's a friend. Like he's his daddy. And you know, I found myself doing that now. I'll be going down the road and I'll just say, Lord, looks like we sure enough got ourselves in a mess down here. I sure could hear from you today. It would be awful nice, God, if you just speak a few words to me. And show me that you got me, you got my family, you got my church that I belong to. Not forced enough to get the pastor. Show me, Lord, that you got this nation. Show me, God, that you've got it. You've got all these sick babies that's around us. Show me, God. And he just say, peace be still, son, I've got you. And that's sufficient enough for me. Fell down that car of the day in the middle of the road. Going through the under squall and the bowling. Faith got weak. Then just fell right in the middle of the road and started calling on him. And boy, you talking about showing up. Cool. I got up, the sky was bluer, the trees were greener. Everything was more real to me. Thank you, God. The 20th chapter, John. Amen. And the same day in the evening, being the first day of the week, the same day, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were and assembled, for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. When they saw. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so he sent I you. And then when he had thus, he breathed into them and saith unto them, receive the Holy Ghost, and whosoever sins ye remit, and they are remitted and unto them, and whosoever ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, I was not with him when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. Now, I want you to know they was the same ones that didn't believe Mary. They're the same ones that didn't believe the two walking on the road. But now they've saw it. Now they a little bigger in their breeches, ain't they? And they said, therefore saith unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into the side, I will not believe. We walk by faith, not beside Thomas. We walk by faith, not beside Peter. We walk by faith, not beside Jeff Watkins. Oh, help us, Lord. Help our unbelief, God. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with him. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger. Behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believe. Amen. Believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. What are you waiting for? He's alive today. I'm telling you the same thing that they told them. And you're still not believing. If you believed, you'd be saved today. If you believed, he would help you with what you're going through today. As we walk on the road to Emmaus, 7.5 miles, 3 miles an hour, if you walk in, how long is that going to take? 2.5 hours, something like that. And they walked along right with him, him telling them all about him. They knew him. They knew him, but they didn't recognize him. There are so many times as we go through this walk of life knowing him, but we don't recognize him. I hope and pray this will be a help to somebody today. I hope and pray I'm not the only doubting Thomas. I hope I'm not the only doubting the rest of them. It said all the apostles and all the others. I don't know how many. It may have been 120 there. I don't know. But here come Mary. I was going to give that a title, Along Came Mary. Here she come, and she come running. And she said, he's alive. And they all just sat there. I've stood up here don't tell me how many times and preached to y'all Jesus. and said, he's alive. He's sitting there today waiting for you. And everybody just sits there. And I think, Lord, how did I fail? We wonder how she failed. Yep. The apostles, when they told Thomas, they said, he's alive, Thomas. And he said, I ain't going to believe it until I see the scars. And I thrust my finger, I won't believe it. I wonder if it was they was reminded when they was told it was a lie, how they acted. Is he alive to you today? That's my question. I want to tell you right now. You say, well, I can't believe a preacher get up there and talk about his faith being weak. An honest preacher will get up here and tell you about his faith being weak. A liar will tell you something different. I'm no different than you. Only difference is my calling. I study the Word of God. I pray with my family. I pray for your children. I pray for him to give me messages. And there's times I get weak. There's times I need you to pray for me. And I can feel those prayers, Brother Tony, going down the road to Galton. You can feel them prayers as you walk along your way. How your heart burns within you. When we finally get where we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm not no different than those two going the road of Emmaus. I'm not no different than Thomas. I'm not no different than apostles, except I'm not near as good as all of them. And I hate to tell you and bust your bubble, but you ain't neither. Her faith gets weak as we walk on the road of life. We'll get weak along the way. If you got a song, if you're here and you're lost, seek the Lord today. Believe in him today. He's alive. He'll save you today. I'm telling you the truth today. I'm not up here lying to you. I wouldn't get up here and squall and bawl and do all the things I do and tell you things about me I don't want to tell you. But I have to tell you the truth that it might be a help to somebody else. So he's alive today. He's risen. He's not laying over in a grave that stole his bone back. He's alive and he's coming back one day. His old two stood there. They said, why will you stand ye here gazing? That same Jesus who ascended to heaven is going to come back in the same form. Someday he's going to come back and our faith will end in sight.
Amen.
That's my message. Go ahead with your song.